This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, this is Delphina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. Over the last few weeks, we've been doing a series with the title, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. It's based on the book by John Maxwell with the same title. I'd just like to do a quick recap on connecting, the five connecting principles. In the beginning of the series, that's what we addressed. We are currently busy with the connecting practices, but I just want to run over the principles because the practices are the practical way to apply those five principles. So really quickly, if you want to improve your relationships in any arena of life and you want to take your leadership and your impact and your influence in life to the next level and your success rate to the next level, then by connecting with people, that is how you're going to get it right. So here are the five connecting principles quickly. The first one is that connecting increases your influence in every situation. You see, leadership is influence, but influence is connecting. If we can learn to connect with people, that will increase our influence. And through that influence, we will become better leaders, not only in the workforce, but in our homes and in society as a whole. The second connecting principle says, connecting is all about others. You see, if I am constantly thinking about myself, I can't be thinking about others at the same time. If I'm inward focused, I will never be able to connect with people. So I need to become outward focused. I've got to try to see things from their perspective. I've got to go over to their world to try to see where they are at. And connecting, in order for me to connect with them, I need to be outward focused. The third principle was that connecting goes beyond words. You know, when we're speaking to someone, words are important, but there's a lot more to that. Body language, the way I, my expression on my face, the way, the tone of my voice, the way I'm saying it, all those things affect my ability to connect or disconnect from others. So if I want to connect, I've got to be aware of how I look when I speak to people. If I say something that's pretty normal or neutral and it's got no negative impact, but I say it with an angry look on my face or with a harsh tone and a demeaning tone, that person is just going to shut off. They're not going to hear what I have to say. They will not connect. They won't want to do what I say they must do. They won't want to listen to me. They won't want to agree with me. It'll be a complete disconnect. So I've got to realize the importance of my communicating with people that is more than just words. The fourth connecting principle says, connecting always requires energy. If I want to connect with people, I need to have energy for that. High energy people are the people who connect. High energy people go to the other person because connecting requires that. Low energy people never connect because they expect others to come to them. So if I want to connect, I need to go to people. And in order to go, I need that energy. The fifth and last principle that we dealt with was the principle that says connecting is more skill than natural talent. For some of you, that'll be like a relief. Wow, I actually can get it. A lot of people have said things like, you know, that they're a born speaker. They're a born communicator. They're a born this and a born that. Do you know most of those phrases are actually not true? We are not a born much anything. Most of what we have in life has been learned. And there are certain talents that we are born with. But when it comes to abilities and success, all those things can be learned. And that includes you. You can learn how to be a connector so that you can take your life to the next level. You might not have a lot of skills at this point. By the time we're finished with the series, you'll have a lot more skills. But know this. It's something that anyone can learn. So let's move on to the connecting practice now. We've recapped the principles. We are today on the second connecting practice. And that says that connectors do the difficult work of keeping it simple. You see, you can communicate or write in such a way that it helps people to understand. If they don't understand, they'll never apply what you've said. If they don't understand, it's like talking over someone's head. They'll just never they'll just never hear what you're saying and actually take it to the next level. Life is already hard, so deliver easy. It's hard to apply things in life, so deliver it easy and simple, because when they start to apply those simple stuff, they are very soon going to find out that it's not that easy. Might be simple, but it's not easy. Most of life is actually simple. It's just not easy. Most of life is also not easy. All that simple stuff is just not so easy. John Maxwell is a public speaker and a leadership expert, and he uses some criteria for his teaching. Now, this is going to be criteria that he uses. You might have a different list to use to connect with people. And you can even use this in a personal setting. It doesn't have to be in a public or in a professional setting. You can do this at home with your children. You can do it with your friends. Here is how you can connect with people by keeping things simple and light. John believes that when he wants to communicate and connect, there are four things that he considers that he wants to have always in anything that he says. And here's the thing. It's got nothing to do with the actual words of what he's saying, but it's got everything to do with attitude. Here are his four keys. The first one is humor. Humor is the universal language, laughter. Something that makes people laugh always lightens the load. It always lightens the atmosphere. When people are listening to something serious, when we bring the humor in, it helps to keep it light. Heart is also something that he uses, something that will captivate someone's emotions. Have you ever spoken to someone and you talk to them about something or a specific topic or an experience you had, and the tears start welling up in their eyes? Or they suddenly get elated with joy and they get excited? That's heart. That is when you've connected heart to heart with that person. They're experiencing what you're experiencing. They're feeling, you know that saying, I feel you? They're feeling you. The next thing that John always brings in is hope. Something that will inspire people. And then help. Something that will help people in a tangible way to become better. Hope and help really work together. When you're having a conversation and you're talking about a problem, you don't want to talk about a problem and bring no hope. You don't want to leave that person feeling hopeless or demotivated. You want someone to feel motivated when you leave them. That's the hope. You want to inspire them on a level that at least, even though that conversation might be a heavy conversation, but you want to bring hope. Even difficult conversations, you want to bring hope. And what about adding help? If someone talks about a problem, you're having a discussion about something very negative or heavy, and you have a solution, a possible solution, you have an idea that might help that situation, then share it. Don't keep it to yourself. Add the help in, because that person will then leave the conversation not feeling weighed down by whatever was said, if it was maybe a very heavy subject, but at least they'll have some hope, and they'll have something that a tool that they can take, and they'll think, maybe I can do something here. Maybe I can, you know, overcome this situation. All these things, when you're talking to people, if you add certain aspects that will leave them better than when you found them, that is how you keep things simple, easy, and light. I want to give you some funny examples. I'm sure all of you have at some point read those signs where they directly translate from a foreign language into English, and then the whole message gets screwed up because of the direct translation. I'm bringing humor into my message now. Let's have a laugh. Let's have some fun. Here are some examples of when it becomes complicated. These are different signs in different languages. The dry cleaners in Bangkok: drop your trousers here for best results. Oh boy, that could be dangerous. How about the hotel in Tokyo? It is forbidden to steal hotel towels. Please, if you are not a person to do such things, then please do not read this notice. I wish I saw that before I read the notice. Then the laundry in Rome: ladies, leave your clothes here and spend the afternoon having a good time. Whoa, imagine going to Rome and all the ladies have left their clothes there. That could be dangerous. How about the tailor shop in Hong Kong? ladies may have a fit upstairs. We don't want to see your fit. Have it upstairs. The hotel in Acapulco. The manager has personally passed all the water served here. Ew, gross. And the tailor shop in Rhodes, lastly. Order your summer suit here because it's a big rush and we will execute customers in strict rotation. I ain't ever going there, that's for sure. Can you see how humorous it can be when a thing is complicated? Can you see how good it is to bring some humor? I hope that you've all had a good chuckle at those signs that went wrong. It's so important to keep things simple when we communicate with people. Here is a 3S strategy that might help you on connecting with people. First of all, keep it simple. Let's talk about how we can keep it simple. Here are a few points. First, talk to people and not above them. I want to tell you a funny story. My one sister, her son was at school and he and his friends had done something wrong. And they were called into the principal's office. Now, I'm talking about children here. He was about somewhere between the age of 7 and 9. So him and his friends were all there in the principal's office and he had a long talk with them. When he got home, he came with a note for his mother and she had to sign that note, the note about him being at the principal's office. So she asked him what the principal said. And this was his response. He looked at her very confused and said, "He said a lot of words, but I don't know what he said." Classic example. I happen to know that the principal, and he's a very eloquent man. He speaks such beautiful English and he speaks so well. But those fancy words didn't help him that day because he failed to connect. He didn't keep it simple. He was so busy talking over above them that he didn't connect with them. The next thing is to keep, in keeping it simple, you want to keep to the point. Say it over and over again because vision leaks. Say it clearly. Have them understanding so there won't be a misunderstanding. And say less. All those 4 points I've just said now, I said get to the point, and then I said say it over and over. Then I said say it clearly. Then I said say less. They sound like paradoxes, you know, they don't seem to fit together. But here's the point of the matter. You get to the point, but if you see that people aren't understanding, you need to be willing to repeat what you've said in a different way until you get them to understand. You got to say it clearly. But if you over-explain and it's not necessary, then you end up, they switch off because it's just a repeat and a repeat. So the main point of keeping it simple is say what's necessary and if needed, elaborate. So that's how you keep it simple. Secondly, say it slowly. I'm Portuguese. We don't talk slow. We talk fast. We talk like someone's always chasing us. So I have to talk slow on purpose. I hope that I haven't been talking too fast to you right now. I hope you understood everything I said. I was trying very hard not to go too fast. And the third S, we had simple, slowly, and the third one is have a smile. I wish you could see my face right now. There's a big smile on my face. If you were sitting in front of me, you'd see. I make a point of smiling. Many years ago, I had made a joke and my sister told me, people can't always tell that you're joking. And I was shocked. I said, why? She said, because your face looks so serious and they don't realize it's a joke. And I realized, oh my goodness, maybe that's why people don't always laugh at my jokes. They don't even know I'm joking. But that day, it was a wake-up call for me. I realized that I got to be mindful of the expression on my face when I speak. I might be switching them off. I might be disconnecting. I want to connect with people. So I have to be mindful of how I look when I talk to people. I don't want to put them off. And especially a joke. You've got to be able to laugh at a joke because laughter is good. It's like medicine. So it's very important to be aware of that, keeping it simple. And on the subject of keeping it simple, I want to move on to the next connecting practice that says, connectors create an experience that everyone enjoys. Remember we spoke about the humor and the heart and the hope? Keeping it simple ties up with the enjoyable experience. Allow me to explain. One of the things that connectors do really well, whether it's person in a personal capacity, small groups, large groups, on a platform, professionally, no matter what setting, one thing they know is they understand how to take an experience and make it bigger than life. They know that if they don't put any effort into it, it will be average. Connectors aren't average people. They ask themselves things like, what can I do to make it memorable? They understand that memories are connected to emotions, and those are the big things in our lives. What makes a memory large in life is when there's emotion connected. When there's no emotion, we tend to forget those events more. But it's that emotion that captivates us. It's that experience that comes, that emotional feeling we had when we were listening. It's that that makes us remember it. You know, it takes a lot of thought and effort to do that, to be memorable and to go that extra mile so that you can be above average. But the good news is that it's a skill that anyone can learn. I want to tell you an interesting story about my sister, the one of the son who went to the principal's office. When she was a young child, up to about the age of 5, before she became self-conscious, she used to tell a lot of stories, and she loved to talk to people, and she spoke to strangers, and she was making friends everywhere, and everybody just adored her. She was a very talkative child, and she had a story that she loved to tell. And I'm going to tell you the story now in one sentence. It was a very simple story, and this was the story. It's the story of the elephant who climbed up the tree and fell in the water. That's it. That's the whole story. I can say it in one sentence, but I'm sure that didn't really hit you very hard. But let me tell you this. When she told the story, people would be hosing with laughter at the way she told the story. And she would animate it, and she would talk about this elephant that wanted to climb up the tree. And he climbed up, but the tree couldn't hold him. And the tree started bending over. And thank goodness there was this puddle of water under the tree. And then the elephant fell out the tree and bah, he landed in the water. And she would enact the story. And I'm sure you're laughing by now. Did you get a visual of that elephant in the tree and the whole tree bending over and this elephant like a huge sack of potatoes landing in the water? That is how she told the story, and she made it memorable. I just cannot forget the story. But when I think of the story, I always think of the way she told it and the memory that it created. You know, the sad but true thing of life is that most people are boring. And for most people, life is boring. You've got to understand that if you can just tweak things a little bit, take your average story and tweak it a little bit, you can take an average experience and make it so way above average that you just connect with people, they want to listen to you, you'll give them something memorable, something to remember. And here's the big thing, which I always want to do, is you'll put a smile on their face. That's my big thing, is I like to put a smile on people's faces. And that's why I make those jokes. That's why when I found out that I looked serious making the jokes, that was a big thing for me. I thought, oh my goodness, there go my jokes. I had to straighten it out. I had to change the way I was doing it, because I wanted to put a smile on people's faces. You know, it might sound like a lot of work, but actually, it's very little effort on the front end compared to the big difference that it makes on the back end. So here's how you can be interesting. Very quick, 4 little points on how you can be interesting. You can add that to the simplicity that we spoke about now in the practice of keeping it simple. The first thing is you got to take responsibility for your listeners. There's actually no such thing as a bad audience, but there is a whole bunch of bad speakers. It's not the audience's responsibility to enjoy you. It's yours, or the person who you're speaking to. It's not their responsibility. It's your responsibility to be enjoyable. When I speak, it's my responsibility to be enjoyable. I don't put the burden on the listener. I put the burden on myself to be enjoyable. What are you saying that makes your listener want to continue listening? Good question to ask ourselves. Communicate also in their world. Someone said once again, quit answering questions that nobody's asking. You know, find out where they are. That's the common ground practice that is in the series that has already been mentioned in a previous podcast. You got to connect on their world, and if you're communicating in their world, they will listen. Capture people's attention from the start. Say things that stick. When I speak about a topic to anybody, when we're in a discussion, whether it's on a platform or personal, I like to give them something that they can walk away with that they'll remember, like a nugget or something like that. I ask a question to engage people. You want to do things that will keep people engaged, because ultimately, it's not because you want them to see how great you are, but you want to add value to their lives. And that's why you want people to listen to you. You want them to have an enjoyable experience. This is Delfina Correa from Be Made Whole. If you want to know more about what I do, you're welcome to visit my website at bemadewhole.co.za. You'll find everything there about what I do, my books on sale, the courses that I teach, many of them John Maxwell courses that I'm licensed to teach as a member of the John Maxwell team. There's also my blog with podcasts, and all the recordings of these series are on the podcast there. And there's also a contact form, and I would love for you to contact me if there's anything else that you want to know. Please stay with me as we continue next week with Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.